That's latest, Jane.
Chris Fawkes, thank you. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 30th of July. There's a warning of a gale in Hebrides. The general synopsis at midnight, low Hebrides, 1006, moving slowly east-northeastwards, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, south at Cira, 40s. Cyclonic, 2 to 4, becoming westerly, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. West, 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time in Cromarty and Forth. Showers, thundery in Cromarty, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, variable 3 or less, becoming west, 4 to 6. Thundery showers, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. German Bight, Humber, Thames. Variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 for a time. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. West or southwest, veering northwest later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Dover. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, Fitzroy. North or northwest, 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 at times. Showers, thundery in Biscay, good, occasionally moderate. Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. West or northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in Sol and Irish Sea. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin. Westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in North Malin, backing westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5. Rain or showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Hebrides, cyclonic, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in south, becoming westerly, 3 to 5. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, westerly or northwesterly, mainly 3 to 5, but 6 at first in far southeast. Rain or showers, thundery at first in southeast, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Faroe, Faroes, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest, 3 to 5, backing west or southwest, 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, thundery in Faroe, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, northerly or northwesterly, backing westerly for a time, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in northeast. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west by south, 4, 16 miles, 1,011, falling slowly. Stornoway, south by west, 3, 27 miles, 1,008, falling slowly. Lerwick, west-southwest, 2, 14 miles, 1,009, falling slowly. Lucas, west by north, 2, 14 miles, 1,011, falling slowly. Bridlington, west by south, 2, 1,011, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west, 4, 2 miles, 1,013. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west, 3, 5 miles, 1,014. Jersey, northwest by west, 3, 13 miles, 1,016, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west by north, 2, 1,016. Scilly Automatic, west by north, 2, 11 miles, 1,016, falling slowly. Valentia, northwest by west, 3, 22 miles, 1,017, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, northwest by west, 2, 14 miles, 1,013, falling slowly. Malin Head, west by north, 4, 27 miles, 1,012, now falling. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday the 30th of July. The general situation, an area of low pressure will move east-northeastwards across northwestern Scotland during Thursday morning, bringing rain and strong locally gale-force winds to this area. Elsewhere across the United Kingdom, there will be a mainly west to northwesterly airflow during the next 24 hours. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 3 or 4, becoming cyclonic, mainly northwesterly 4 to 6, then backing southwesterly again later. Showers, becoming thundery for a time, good occasionally, poor at first and moderate later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or southwest 3 to 5, veering west or northwest 4 to 6 for a time. Showers, good occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or northwest 3 or 4, occasionally variable 2 at first, then increasing 5 at times. Occasional rain at first, good occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming northwest 3 to 5 later. Showers at first, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Fair, then showers, becoming thundery later, good occasionally moderate. Northumberland to Selsey-Bille. Westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, backing southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in east, veering northerly 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, good. Selsey-Bille to Lyme Regis. West or northwest 2 to 4, backing southwest 4 or 5, veering north 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or northwest 2 to 4, veering north or northwest 3 to 5. Showers, good occasionally moderate at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest 3 or 4, veering west or northwest 3 to 5, then north or northwest 2 to 4 later. Showers, good occasionally moderate at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West or northwest, backing southwest for a time, 2 to 4. Occasional rain at first, good occasionally moderate at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Westerly or northwesterly, 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 for a time later in north. Showers, good occasionally moderate at first. Isle of Man, west or northwest, 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time later. Mainly fair, good. Loch Foyle to Collingford Loch. Westerly or northwesterly, backing southwesterly later 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north, becoming variable 2 at times in south. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, backing westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Westerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in far north, veering northwesterly 3 to 5, then backing southwesterly later. Showers, perhaps thundery for a time, good occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly, veering northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in south and 4 at first in north, then backing westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, good occasionally, poor at first. Finally, Shetland Isles, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain or showers, thundery at times, good occasionally, poor at first and moderate later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. Now, prayer for the day, presented by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Wigley.
Good morning. So the World Cup is over, but football is not coming home. Despite the heroics of Captain Kane, his team and their supporters, and a sterling performance in the third-place final, they've returned home without the trophy. Which all means that today remains the 60th anniversary of what is still the only time England has won it. It seems such a different world then. I can remember watching it with my dad on a black and white TV in my grandpa's house in Yorkshire on a Saturday afternoon. And it was a good job it was on Saturday, not Sunday, as otherwise we wouldn't have been watching it at all. So today's memory remains a somewhat painful one. and the claim that football's coming home has to be dusted and put away for at least another 4 years. Actually, that's a phrase I won't miss, because it always seems to me something of a vain claim. I think it relates to the idea that it was England who first gave football to the wider world, and that in winning the World Cup, the trophy and the game is returning to its spiritual home. But it's always seemed to me that if you make a gift, you no longer have a claim on it. It belongs to someone else. That's what has happened with football. England has made a gift to the world which the world has gratefully received, and in the case of Spain, shown themselves to be better at it. That's the thing about a gift. You can't ask for it back. But you can admire what others have done to make the most of something which remains so precious to us all. Lord of all, you have no favourites and are on the side of all your people. Help us to value our gift to the wider world and to rejoice in their precious embellishments of the gift.